Hey, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 9, episode 7. Seventh. Can you believe we're already 7 weeks into this ridiculous year of 2024? And it's a leap year, so we might get an extra show. There's Olympics. There's the leap year that we already mentioned or that I said. And then there's a presidential election. I can't wait. I can't wait until we just really just consumes our every waking moment. And you can't look anywhere without seeing a political ad in your mailbox. It's the only time you get mail that isn't a bill. It's just flyer after flyer of who you got to vote for and why.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. I'm going to get them all this year and stack them up. And then I'm going to mail them all back to whoever sent them to. Here you go, fucker.
Let's get ready to bowl.
We're talking about bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling.
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 We're going bowling?
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
We are on for bowling. Bowling. LDI is sponsoring and presenting our event. It's bowling, baby. Bolero and Lilburn, Saturday, March 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. You get free shoes, soft drinks, and two food items. And it's for up to 23 people. Adults 18 and over only, please. The first 10 people to sign up get in with a friend, you know, plus one. So all you have to do, and I'm going to read the email. It'll also be on the screen if you're looking at our YouTube page. It's RLEventLDI@yahoo.com. So RLEventLDI@yahoo.com to get your RSVP. Now that is first come, first serve. And again, that is at Bolero in Lilburn, Saturday, March 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. And we'll have a lot of fun. So let Brett know if you want to go. The first 10 people. First come, first serve. And we'll have a lot of fun. And we'll bowl. And we'll eat some bowling alley food. The only thing that I don't like about bowling alleys in 2024 is they don't smell like cigarettes. Because you can't smoke in them anymore. But that's okay. That's the old days. We've moved on beyond past all of that. Right, ma'am?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Don't call Steph, ma'am.
Did you quit smoking again?
No, I'm quitting on Friday when my when my wife and son return from Tidy Island. So as of viewing this, I will be on the patch again. Got to set those markers, those dates.
I love you, Tim. I love you, Tim, but you're a lifer.
No, I'm quitting. Fuck it. My voice sounded so good.
You're a fucking lifer, dude.
No, let me tell you why. Nope, let me tell you why. Because for the time I wasn't smoking, within 3 or 4 days, I was doing impressions and it wasn't hurting my throat. And that to me is more important than smoking. And also they went up in price again. So don't call me a lifer. Just offer me support. You're not going to quit drinking.
Prove me wrong.
You're a lifer.
Prove me wrong.
Well, okay.
Prove me wrong then.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you got the guts.
I don't think you've got the guts.
You don't have the guts.
Or don't you have the guts to do what you think is right?
Maybe lay off the crack, too.
Listen, you have to supplement. When you give up something, you have to find something to replace it. So if it's crack, it's crack.
Smoke my pole!
Crack or cock, one of the two.
Maybe, why don't you just try shooting something up instead? You know, give your lungs a break.
What, you mean like a school?
Or snorting. You could snort a school, something like that.
Oh, you mean shoot a drug.
Just snort something.
You get angry when you quit smoking sometimes, but I'm not going to hurt anybody. Come on now.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to bash your brains.
I would never do that. You think I'll shoot somebody like Alec Baldwin? The next thing you know, I'm at a Comic-Con in Atlanta, autographing.
truly the last person on earth that I would ever think would shoot somebody.
All right. So we're going to pivot away from the fact that I probably will never quit smoking. But I do appreciate Steph's support.
I've been supportive. It doesn't work.
Reverse motivation.
That's right.
Yes, miss.
Does not work.
The reason we're going to call Steph miss throughout the rest of the show is because in our Patreon show, we found out that she doesn't like to be called ma'am. And I agree. I don't want to be called sir.
Sir! But you got to listen to the Patreon show to hear about
it. That's right. And how do you become a Patreon member? You go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level. And if you come in at the $25 level, and we'll read these later, by the way, then you will be a producer. But anybody, you can pay $1 a month and you'll have access to all the show. Because that's how cool we are. I mean, $1 a month. Think about that.
If you're a non-smoker, it can cost just a few dollars a month.
For a dollar a month, you could support us. And you could also feed no one in the world for a dollar a month. No one in the world. They'd rather eat the dollar because there's more nutrition in that than the food they would get for a dollar.
You could get like one penny candy for 50 cents.
Yeah, but there's no penny candy anymore. You're right. So it's 50 cents and then get 50 cents back. Like when I worked at this convenience store in college called the Time Saver, a bunch of kids would come in, like three or four kids, and each of them would get a piece of candy that's really cheap. And you had to sell it to them. And then they would give you the $1 food stamp, and then you had to give them change back. And then they'd go out, and then the mom would come in with all the change and buy cigarettes. And I supported that kind of scamming because I always thought there should be cigarette stamps for poor people so they didn't have to buy discount cigarettes, which are worse than premium cigarettes for your health. And that's a public service announcement from Radio Labyrinth.
Okay, now cue the music and that star thing.
Let's just get some candy cigarettes.
Where am I going to go? I don't have a time machine.
I'm getting my Cracker Barrels, though.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back to 1978 and buy cigarettes for 40 cents a pack. Now, they were what? 30 cents a pack in the late 70s. Because the first pack I ever bought was in 1979. And I went into this store with another kid after school, and I bought a pack of cigarettes, Marlboro Reds, for 50 cents. And nobody cared. Here you go, kid.
I know, like in 81, they were like 90 cents a pack, 95 cents a pack. So I would go and get them for my mom, and she would say, when they're a dollar, I'll quit.
Yeah.
When they're a dollar oh five, I'll quit. When they're a dollar 10, I'll quit.
Yeah. When did she quit?
When she had an aneurysm.
All right.
5 years ago.
Well, everybody needs motivation.
There you go, Tim. That's the motivation.
Believe me, every headache I have now, I'm like, fuck. Because we're at that age. I don't want to talk about it. All right. So Jeff and I went to an ATL Comic Con. Steph and I went to that together last year. And who did we meet last year? I went there specifically to see who. Jamie Farr, Loretta Swit were there. And I forget, though. We met a couple of people, didn't we, Steph? Did you meet him?
Yeah, Eddie Munster.
Oh, Eddie Munster. That's right. That's right. Eddie Munster.
And
Butch Patrick.
Oh, no. What's his face from The Wire? Didn't you go over and talk to him?
Seth Gillum. Yeah. That's right. And then his boyfriend showed up and he wouldn't care and he wouldn't sign it. Remember that guy showed up, his friend, and he's like ignored the crowd for
months. Yeah, from the show. And then he was just, everybody was dead to him.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is my buddy that I know from the show.
We were the standing dead.
Yes. And we'll talk about some other things though. But Jeff and I go to this Comic-Con and Jeff told me about it. Jeff, you always get the hookup for these things. You told me about it a month ago. And I said, I saw Alec Baldwin was going to be there. And I replied through text, will he sign my prop gun? Jeff didn't like that. Got mad. And I get it. I understand. We're all fans of Alec Baldwin. I'm a fan of Alec Baldwin. I like Alec Baldwin. I think I don't care about his politics. I was thinking about it the other day that I used to like care or get mad. But he's not one of those guys. He's just always been a great actor.
And funny. Funny.
Very funny. On Saturday Night Live doing Trump or
you know, 30 Rock.
Canteen Boy.
Yeah, Canteen Boy, Sweaty Balls. These great lines from all of his films, going all the way back to Beetlejuice. So I didn't expect a guy. I thought that he might be on a level of actor that wouldn't be at an event like that, like at a con. And I'm not knocking people who go do them, because most of the time, the people that do them don't need the money, really. They're going there for the fans. And if you're going to be going there for the fans, you know, I don't begrudge them for making $50, $60 for an autograph. But Alec Baldwin was charging $120 for an autograph. And he was charging $100 for a selfie. And he did combine it. You got a discount. If you got a selfie and an autograph, it was only $200. And there were tons of celebrities at this event. And his line, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, there weren't a lot of people in it, were there?
I didn't see how long his line was, really.
Now, you could walk. I could have walked up at any time. I could have walked up and gotten his autograph, and it wouldn't have taken more than 5 minutes. And as I looked at his little... maybe I'll send you pictures of this, Dustin. You can put them in the video. They had a menu that if you wanted a quote from any of his movies, it was $40. So if for him to write, "Dear Tim, put that coffee down," it would have been $160.
How much would it have been to get him to do the entire monologue?
A lot. Coffee is for closers.
Where, like, he treats me like I'm Jack Lemmon. Like, I get to be Jack Lemmon, and he's just dressing me down.
God damn, that would be expensive. How about the time he called his daughter?
And he's in his underwear. And no. He's 30. And he's 35 rude. Again.
Yeah. Rude. Right? Tim is a rude, thoughtless little piggy.
Yeah, you're a rude, thoughtless little piggy. And your mother, that whole thing. Just, can you write that whole thing out?
No, I would have him do, I would have him reenact that scene that he did with Tracy Morgan on 30 Rock when he pretended to be Tracy's father and he did all of the inflections.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Do you think he was just trying to price out crazy people?
Probably.
Why'd you kill that woman?
Yeah.
Can I have your autograph? I don't
probably
think
needs
you
the
done
money
it.
For, he probably needs the money for his legal defense.
I think you're right.
But I don't think you done it, Alec Baldwin. I don't think you'd ever hurt a fly. Even though you beat up photographers all through the years.
They should just civil suit him and be done with it. Just get the money out of him for what he did. He was negligent. He didn't check the gun. He should have, blah, blah, blah.
He's an actor. He is not
this is not malice murder. Get out of here.
Right. I don't think he should do jail time. And I think if he can get out of it by, because he's a producer on the film, giving them money, I understand. I mean, granted, they lost a family member and you feel terrible for them. But he didn't intentionally kill anybody. And how many times have people used prop guns in a movie where somebody didn't get shot? Like 99.9% of the times they use prop guns, unless you're John Eric Hexum.
And the fact that the chick who did the check-in, that was like her first movie.
Yeah, I know. But the
first one she's ever been the head of.
Can't go after her because, well, I get it. They're not going to go after her. It's his fault. But anyway, if there's going to be Baldwins at a Comic-Con, I would think there'd be Billy or Steven and Adam, even though he's not related. I've met Adam.
But it's on my Bodyguard DVD.
Yeah. Did he say anything about that movie?
No. He liked the fact that I had it, though. He signed it twice.
I was just listening to a podcast where they were talking about Adam Baldwin. But moreover, they were talking about Chris Makepeace. What the hell was it? I listen to so many podcasts now. They all bleed together.
He pays the guy to protect him. I think it was.
Yeah, My Bodyguard.
My Bodyguard, yeah.
But they were talking about Chris Makepeace on Dudesy because they did a rewatch of that Tom Hanks dragon movie that
Mazes and Monsters.
Mazes and Monsters, yeah. Now that's why we call it Radio Labyrinth, because we go down rabbit holes and good things and go around. And that is why we call it Radio Labyrinth, really. We don't do that a lot. But yeah, anyway.
I went to the psych panel.
Jeff went to the psych panel and you met, tell everybody who you got to meet and then I'll tell who I met.
Tim Olmanson.
Yeah. From that and also Deadwood, which I didn't recognize him because he has all that long hair and a beard on his site. And who else did you get? You got Garrett Dillahunt, who I
got him again to sign my Deadwood DVD.
What did you have him sign before? Just a picture?
No, he signed it before. So there's two signatures from him on there now.
Oh, because he played two different characters.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Is that why you did it?
Yep.
That's smart. How many people have signed that box?
Like five now, I think.
You got W. Earl Brown, obviously.
Yeah.
Who else?
Do you see they're doing the Deadwood thing in Deadwood?
No.
Mr. Wu and W. Earl Brown are going to be there.
Cocksucker.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know, some kind of live show.
Really? What, like a table read?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Wow.
It's called Mr. Wu's Deadwood Days.
That sounds like fun. You should go.
Yeah, you really go to fucking South Dakota.
Why not? You don't like Kirstie Nome?
I don't like flying.
Oh. You don't like flying? No.
No.
Flyer, are you? That's right. You took a bus when you lived down in the Caribbean.
No, that was like the last time I flew, though.
Is that right? That's why you fly to Nebraska or drive to Nebraska, right? Because that's a long drive. Plus, you drive through a bunch of legal weed states, so that doesn't hurt. Not that you smoke weed. It's just that you like to support states like that.
Yeah. I don't blame you, Jeff. I hate flying.
I don't like flying either. It's a fucking hassle. Everybody sucks. TSA grabs your dick in the bathroom. The other celebrity that I wanted to meet and get an autograph from was also too expensive, but I'll cut him some slack because for the last 20 years, he's been on the Star Whacker list and he made it. So he lived long enough and now he doesn't talk about that anymore and he shaved.
He didn't shave. He had a fucking huge beard.
He didn't have a huge beard.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. I have a picture of him. He didn't have a huge beard.
I thought he did.
And all the pictures from last fall when he was doing the tour with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo for the Christmas Vacation panels and stuff, he didn't have a beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the guy sitting next to him had the beard.
Might have been. Very lonely Henry Thomas. No one in line for him.
Yeah.
Really?
Even after fucking Haunting of Hill House and all that shit.
Weird.
Nope. Yeah, it was very weird to see. But someone told me there. Some guy just came up to me and started talking to me. You know, that I'm always that guy that people, hey, that guy. He's talking and just kept talking and talking. He's, yeah, I feel bad for him, but he was just here for Days of the Dead. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. How about that Alec Baldwin, man? He don't need the money. Oh, maybe. And then he goes, you were here last year. Jamie Farr and Loretta Swit were here from MASH. She's old as shit. But yeah, man, she's like 90 or something. She didn't look good. I go, she's 90. I wasn't combative with him because I didn't want to get stabbed. Then there were tons of people there, though. Anthony
Dan looks better than the original Hot Lips.
Yeah, well, she passed away.
That's what I'm saying.
She's gold lips now.
Yeah. Gray lips. the person that I met was Mary McDonnell from Battlestar Galactica, and she's been on a ton of shit, but I don't really know most of it.
Oh, you talking about Kicking Bird?
Yeah.
Bird. Yeah, her name was Stands with a Fist. Her husband was Kicking Bird. And
I hated her in that movie. I hated her so much.
Why? Because you thought that it was weird that the only white guy finds the only white woman. And that's how Kevin Costner's like, I'll do it, but only if there's a white chick for me to bang. I'm not banging a Native American.
Tatanka.
Tatanka.
Tatanka. Tatanka. That's Tatanka. I love that movie, but yeah, that character was off-putting. Although I like her a lot, so I'm not going to trash it. And it's one of my stepmother's favorite movies. So I went up to her. I waited specifically for her, and then the line formed behind me for her to come back from wherever she was. And I went up to her and said, my name's Tim. He was very nice. She had this big smile. And I said, yeah, I'm going to show the image to the picture to my stepmother. She's a big fan of Dances with Wolves. And she goes, well, tell her I said hello. And it was very nice. She's very soft-spoken and smiling. And she said, this is how you should do it, by the way, actors watching Radio Labyrinth, all none of you. The way you do it is you engage the person in line. She goes, so what do you do for a living? I said, I'm on the radio. She goes, oh, wow, what do you do? And I said, well, I tell jokes and I do voices. And she goes, oh, who do you do? I mean, she just kept asking the questions. I didn't go up and go, hey, I do Trump.
You should hit her with the so say we all.
Well, I wasn't thinking. I was off put because I'm not used to that kind of interaction with a celebrity.
Well, did you do any voices for her?
Yeah. I said, well, the reason we had to support the Cylons is because, well, look, I mean, we blew up Caprica. We blew up all the planets, all 12 planets, right? We had to get in there and do that. And then we blew up Capricorn. I mean, no, Scorpion. I mean, Scorpion, Scorpio, who cares? And she really was laughing. And she said, who else do you do? And just for some fucking reason, I said, James Mason. She goes, oh, I want to hear that. And I said, have you ever seen the movie Salem's Lot with the late David Soro? Rest in peace, David Soro. I need to go move an ashtray. And she laughed. And she signed the autograph. So that, to me, was worth the interaction.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you're memorable. She'll definitely remember you.
Yep. And then I tagged her in a photo of the autograph thanking her. I didn't get a like.
Oh. Well, you stalked her then. Then it turned stalky.
No. You were great in Independence Day.
Here's a picture of your cat.
How come you didn't? Never mind. All right. So, yeah, that's that. So, yeah, that's our little recap of Comic-Con. Yeah, we talked about the Super Bowl commercials in the Patreon show. So if you want to hear that, you can donate, whatever. But because I felt like it's almost a week out from the Super Bowl, so everybody else has already done it.
At least it was a fairly decent game, except for like the last quarter.
Yeah, it was. Except for the ending wasn't decent.
Yeah. I didn't care either way.
I'm glad Taylor Swift's boyfriend won the Usher concert, though. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
News, trailers, and trends with Steph.
We've sunk further and further into our world of black and white, where nothing can be nuanced yet again.
Yes.
As the left is mad at Jon Stewart for not just saying that Joe Biden is the second coming of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave him just as much.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. And I'm as far left as anybody on the show, so.
As you should be, Jeff, as it is normal to be able to laugh at both things. Right. It should be able to, you should be able to see the truth.
And he's not wrong about anything that he said.
Thank you. You vote for him if you want to, but you can't sit there and be in denial and be like, that's not true. That's bull crap. Get out of here.
I saw the story, and I don't know if it's manufactured. You know what I mean? Because a lot of things are clickbait. We know that. We know a lot of things are clickbait. I mean, his show had 900,000 viewers. That is bad. Good for the demo, probably, the target audience they want. But they're not going to get young people. And here's a little secret to all television, all people who still cling to this idea that people are watching television. Eventually, and sadly, I will add, the boomers will no longer be around. Then who becomes the boomers? Gen X. Guess what? We don't fucking care either. And then behind us, none of those people are watching TV, let alone TV news or any kind of snarky political commentary from the left. So when those people are gone, there's no one watching shows like that. And it sucks because he had more viewers than anyone ever to host that show, The Daily Show. And he's only doing it once a week, and he's only doing it until the election. And I understand it. So what do they do to gin up? Oh, hey, in case you forgot, or hey, you're young people don't like him. Tune in and find out or whatever. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're probably right.
But he's Jon Stewart. You know what you're going to get with Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart never fluffed anyone up. If you watch The Daily Show after he left, all it did was fluff people up. You know how he votes. You know how he believes. But you can watch Jon Stewart and laugh because he's funny. He's always been funny. He's a good stand-up comedian. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And just the simple fact that if you know anything about him, you know how hard he has fought for all of those 9/11 vets.
Yes.
To get their, he's been doing that for years.
And not doing it because he wants to boost himself. He does it because he's passionate about it.
And they also forget just to have a sense of humor about stuff. I actually applaud SNL for having old girl on there. Briefly. Yeah, because totally not their demo, totally not their whatever, but represent both sides. I mean, everybody, if somebody's willing to get up there and make fun of themselves, put them up there.
Right, but let me tell you this. If she became the nominee for the GOP, she'd immediately become Lady Hitler.
Probably would. But if she had a good enough sense of humor to come on there and be Lady Hitler on SNL.
Do you know who got the candidate that got the most shit in the 2000s from Saturday Night Live? Was Sarah Palin when she was the vice presidential candidate for John McCain. And they had Tina Fey do her. But you know what Tina Fey didn't do? She didn't act like she hated her. She made her look goofy. And then Sarah Palin actually got into it and came on the show and laughed along with her. You know what I mean?
That used to be the norm.
Right. How about when, sorry to step on you, but do you remember when after the election in 96, Norm MacDonald showed up dressed as Bob Dole and Lorne Michaels? Well, you know, he lost, so you can't. I ain't dressed like Bob Dole anymore. and then Bob Dole walks on. He goes, don't you worry about Bob Dole. Bob Dole's going to be fine. But that's to your point. I mean, that's how things used to be. And now it's just craziness. For anybody out there who would get mad that Jon Stewart would just state the obvious that this Biden is a decrepit old piece of shit.
I saw Steve Byrne at the Punchline a couple weeks ago, and my favorite joke of the whole night was, did you see that last Biden press conference? It was really good. Open casket.
That's a great joke. And then that report that came out, we're not going to go deep into it at all, but the report that came out, they hired the guy, a special counselor or whatever they call him, a special counsel to go find out all this stuff and investigate Biden and his boxes of shit that he kept in his garage. All these presidents take their shit and then forget to give it back. He said in the thing that, this guy, he obviously could face charges, but we're not going to charge him because a jury would find him too sympathetic to prosecute. Fine. But then the story became, instead of what was in it, or the fact that he did it, just like Trump did, that the story became, they're mean. He was mean and talking bad about anyone with eyes and ears who's paid any attention has watched him slowly decline over the last 4 years. And here we are. We're stuck with those two. And then a guy who just spends all of his money surfing and taking off his shirt on Instagram.
That's okay because I have a very good body.
I know,
but I like much of the country watched True Detective.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, this season has a higher viewer. This last episode is higher than the first season, which is crazy.
Every episode has gone up in viewership, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
And now it's surpassed the original season. And there's speculation that Woody and, that they'll show up. Woody I don't think that'll happen, but why would they show up in Alaska?
Well, spoiler alert, I wasn't expecting old Hawks to eat it.
Yeah, that was bad.
That fucked me up.
Yeah, I was not expecting out.
It at all. Yeah, by the way, spoiler.
I said it.
I know you did.
I think that's
pretty
cool,
though. It's only six episodes. Hopefully it'll be 90 minutes or something, I hope.
The other ones were eight episodes, weren't they?
Yeah, isn't next the final?
Yeah.
Yeah, just seems weird to me that it's only six episodes.
What do you think's going to be in that cave?
People.
I don't know.
I don't think there's anything supernatural going on. Do you?
I like the theory that it's Navarro's split personality and she's the killer.
Oh, I haven't heard that theory.
Yeah, it's that each time that it's happened, she splits. She blacks out and doesn't remember what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as
they kill all those people from the research facility.
Yeah, that's the whole.
That was a weather event.
Yes, that's right. And yeah, we will speak no more of it.
If you've looked at the trailer for the next one, yeah, they definitely are going back into the station on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And found a way into the cave through the top. So
can I just add something?
Sure.
If there's something going on in ice caves, yeah, we're just going to close the investigation if I'm the chief. I'm not going to fucking ice cave. No thanks.
You go in there and it's like a big arcade with pinball machines and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a big man cave.
If you think you could just go on and live your life after you've seen a naked Jenga pile of men like that, and you know they didn't just get that way. It wasn't a weather event that put them in a big naked ball like that with those looks of horror on their face.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, the only time an avalanche has ever occurred on a flat surface.
Sideways avalanche. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the...
Who sent John Hawks to kill that guy?
The mine.
Doctor Who? Oh.
The chick that runs the mine.
Yeah, the mine lady.
Yeah.
Doctor Who is just a pawn. Yeah. They're all pawns.
Yeah, Danvers was banging her old man, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God.
Damn.
Don't be jealous, just...
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous. I mean, if you're in a town that's dark for like 30 days out of the year and Jodie Foster is all you got to go after, get what you can get.
She doesn't seem very generous either. She seems like she'd be very selfish.
Yeah. She don't like the Beatles either.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we talked about ads in the Patreon show, but I guess Uber Eats, they had that commercial. It's kind of a funny commercial.
It was. Did you see the original version?
No, I think I did, but I didn't remember about him eating the peanut butter.
I mean, given Jennifer Aniston's facial surgery, it's like she's allergic to peanuts and ate some peanut butter. It didn't look like Jennifer Aniston anymore. She's got those lips.
Yeah, she did something.
Oh, hi. I'm Jennifer Aniston.
She's looking a lot like Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
I don't have the cheeks for that, but you're right.
What is going on, though, with these allergens lobbyists? How do they have so much power to where they can be like, oh, God, you're making peanut allergy people have a bad day, so you got to pull this. I mean,
that's the whole country now. I mean, something bothers me. I get it. Peanuts are deadly to people with allergy. Anything that causes an allergy could be potentially deadly. Well, let's find out why. The reason why people are starting to be allergic to peanuts. When I was a kid, nobody was allergic to peanuts. It's because of Pfizer.
Let's say this. How about in a normal world, in a world that we would probably be happy to be in, to where you could say the rest of us, you know, in their generation have made the sacrifice of not being able to bring a freaking peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school my entire life. We're adults now. You can handle this commercial.
Yeah. 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 We used to get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in lunch.
You mean, you know that, right? They can't even have peanut butter in the building.
No, you cannot. I work with a guy who's allergic to apples, but that we were allowed to joke about apples. So the original scene in that ad was, they're talking about Uber Eats and stuff, and this guy has his face is all red and puffy, and he goes, you mean there's peanuts and peanut butter? It was a funny little throwaway thing, and it was a visually funny a gag. And then somebody got their, you know, panties in a wad, and they edited it, and it wasn't as funny. So that's what happens.
Well, now these people are not allergic to peanuts anymore.
Nope.
Because they pulled that out of the commercial.
Thank you.
Our guy, Killer Mike, he was on The View, and you know how they like to do on there? They try to flip the tables on you and make you defend yourself.
Yeah.
So
they're raconteurs.
Yeah, one of the hosts kind of baited him a little bit. And
Sonny?
That one, yeah.
Sonny Holston.
Did they escort him out in handcuffs?
Yeah. He roughed her up afterwards.
She was overzealous. She was. But she just tried to state some facts about, or what she called facts about his political leanings and support and whatnot. And he had to let her know that she was inaccurate.
He checked
out a Bernie bro.
He was not going to be lied on.
No,
right there.
He was not going to be lied on. I like that guy, man. I respect him. I respect him. I work with a guy that knows him, which I think is cool. So, there's a chance that, Steph, you can come down here with me on a Saturday and we'll hang out at a Q&A and you can meet him.
I wouldn't even do it myself.
I don't know that we can get an interview, but...
I don't care. I would be totally fine with that.
Yeah.
I love him. Because, you know, and I've just being a fan of his music, but, you know, seeing him on Bill Maher over the years, seeing him in all these different places, he's so intelligent and he's very much like... pro his issues and whatever, but he also has like a globalist type of, you know, he thinks about what other people.
He's a globalist. A globalist. I mean, he works for the WEF and Klaus von Bülow or whatever his name is.
I mean, in the sense that he thinks of everybody, not just himself or what he wants. Like, if whatever he wants kind of hinges on getting along with other people and understanding what they want and trying to, like, you know, make ends that way. So that's what I think is very cool about it.
Well, I just want
to meet the other guy from Run the Jewels.
Oh, I'd love to meet too.
EIP.
No, I mean, you're right. He's a guy that just speaks his mind. You know where he stands, but he's not afraid to say, hey, look, what did he say? What was the line? He goes, I'm going to eat dinner with the king because he's the king. That's who I'm going to eat dinner with. That's right. Right. Well, hopefully we'll get to meet him.
Oh, dude, that would be like the best ever. Totally the best ever. Well,
let me ask Shelly, because Shelly, I just talked to Mike, and he's busy through February, but I think in March we'll be able to set it up.
I just think I would die. I would die.
Oh, won't die.
That'd be so awesome.
Ma'am, you are not a smoker.
White Lotus Season 3 is beginning to film in Thailand.
No Jennifer Coolidge in this one.
Still, probably not. Probably not.
Well, she's dead, right?
But he may do her in a flashback, which would be great.
Uh-huh, that'd be good.
Supposedly, the only from the old ones is Natasha Rothwell, who was the spa manager in the first one, and she used to be on Insecure. She's so funny on Insecure. But
Anyway. That's coming back. That's good.
Yeah. But they haven't said what's going on. Only that this might be more of a, I think they said religion and spiritual type. He's dipped into a couple of other different topics, but and everybody that was in the show is dying to come back. So,
no good.
Walter Goggins too.
Yeah, did you see that? That's definitely written by AI. Because is his name not Walton Goggins?
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's in that. He's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the new season.
Maybe he'll be Baby Billy in it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's where they'll go.
Oh my god, that would be the laugh that kills me. I think if he rolled up on White Lotus's Baby Billy. Have you heard Kanye's new album?
I did listen to it. I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, I was. I didn't hate it. I thought it was all right. There was
a
lot.
Hate it, but
it was pretty good.
I'm not going to listen to it again. Probably.
No, I haven't finished it, but I liked it better than I liked Donda. It just is never going to do, it's never going to be what it was. It's just not,
no, he's not going to go back and do fun, catchy, interesting
stuff. No, I mean, what he's doing now is like derivative of other of stuff that he's done or stuff that he's heard, and it's just, it's not as good. I mean, he still has punchy lyrics. I'll give him that. There was a few times I was like, ooh.
But he stole lyric. Who did he steal from besides Ozzy?
Well, he didn't steal from Ozzy. He just played Ozzy's a sample or like something that he did at.
But he asked Ozzy, and they said, "Oh, you a bloody anti-Semite! You can't use my fucking music. Oh, fuck you! No, and Kanye with your platinum teeth, you fucker! No."
Well, they asked Ozzy to if they could use the track for the album, and he said no. He didn't do that. He played it at the listening party.
If you use a live version, they can't get you for copyright. And so that was his step around. But it's still a slap in the face to Ozzy and for after asking and being told no to just do it anyway.
Slap Ozzy.
Well, I mean, that's what he did to Donna Summer with her song that I Feel Love. He straight up asked for permission. They told him no, and they did it anyway. And the song isn't even that great. It's like, you had to have this sample. No, really? It's a whatever.
Just listen to the original song, which is amazing.
Yeah. So he's still going, man. Kanye's a survivor. He's going to make it.
Yes, he is. Well, thank you, Steph. You know who's not going to make it? Us. You know who is? The Zuckerberg people who are buying doomsday bunkers. We'll talk about that some other time. But yeah, they know something's coming. Just deal with it. The guy that owns Facebook, where your uncle posts shit about Trump and then you get mad at him and you block him. And then you run into him a month or two later and he's like, why'd you block me? Because you're Trump supporter. Oh, fuck you. And then you get in a big family fight. That's because of Zuckerberg. It's not because of Trump. It's because of Zuckerberg. He gave you the platform where you get in a fight with your uncle and you don't talk anymore. They are all building doomsday bunkers and they are going to live.
Your uncle's building a doomsday bunker?
Not my uncle. Mark Zuckerberg is building.
Oh.
And by the way, that wasn't biographical. I have never gotten a political fight with anybody in my family. But the Zuckerberg types are building these things in New Zealand. And somebody's saying it's fulfilling Bible prophecy. What's going to happen is they're going to build these. Somebody who lived but doesn't have money or food or their own bunker is going to find them and cut their heads off and eat their bodies. That's what's going to happen, Mark Zuckerberg. So you better turn into the builder bot.
They're moving into those abandoned hobbit holes that they have left in New Zealand.
Builder bot. Yes, I'm Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Steph.
Yeah. Well, you know the bunker though. It's $267 million.
Pocket change
for him.
For that guy. Yeah.
I made a dating thing so I could get laid, and now I'm a billionaire, and I work for the CIA, and they track everybody.
Do you think his wife is a Megan? One of the doll. That's what I always thought.
He's something though. Jeff Bezos divorced his wife, who helped him build Amazon. It's an attractive lady. He married a blow-up doll. I don't know why these rich guys. I'm going to divorce this woman who helped me build my empire. She can have half of my money, and that was a lot of money. And then I'm going to get this woman who has fake everything. But, hey, rich people are nuts.
Well, he looks like a flaccid dong, so.
He does. He looks like a circumcised, flaccid
penis. Allegedly.
Yeah.
We don't want to get sued by these billionaires.
Well,
billionaires don't sue. They just crush
you. It would be awesome if we got sued by billionaires. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Just on principle.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mark Cuban.
Go fund the shit out of this.
I got a text from somebody a second ago. It says, the Fast Car song sucks. There, I said it.
He's talking about the remake, right?
Yeah. I want to write back. The original sucked too, but I would be lying because I like both of them, but I like the original better. All right. Thank you, Steph, for the story.
The following advertisement contains celebrity impersonations and is not an endorsement.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Gyro.
I think it's pronounced Gyro, Michael.
Gyro.
Whatever.
Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the winter season with over 40 beers in cans and bottles and 16 beers on tap, with 12 of those being local Georgia and Southeast craft beers.
Their current featured selection is Jekyll Brewing's Cooter Brown Ale. This brown ale is the perfect wintertime brew with its silky smooth body, sweet caramel and chocolate aroma, and a slight refreshingly bitter finish.
They once again would like to thank all the radios and fans for listening to this podcast. Stop by the restaurant and mention you heard about them on Radio Labyrinth for a free dessert.
By the way, their food truck is on hiatus until late February due to winter weather, but there are always exceptions. And if you want to reserve a specific date, please contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228.
And don't forget, they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and noon to 9 p.m. on Saturday. They're closed on Sundays.
That's nice.
There's a legend behind Cooter Brown Ale. Cooter Brown supposedly lived on the line which divided the North and South during the American Civil War, making him eligible for military draft by either side. He had family on both sides of the line, so he did not want to fight in the war. He decided to get drunk and stay drunk for the duration of the war so that he would be seen as useless for military purposes and would not be drafted. Ever since, colloquial and proverbial ratings of drunkenness have been benchmarked against the legendary drinker, as drunk as Cooter Brown or drunker than Cooter Brown. Yeah, we've all been there, boy.
Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Reaper Printing of Athens, in Athens, Georgia. Since 2005, with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
I came here to talk to someone about this, get some perspective. Turns out I can just read the fucking YouTube comments.
So, YouTube comments. You can watch our show on YouTube. Obviously, hopefully you are doing so, because Dustin kicks ass at making this YouTube show every single week. And the shorts, good job getting, unless you paid for all those likes or views. It was nice to see one of our videos getting a lot of likes and interaction and views. It's like people get millions of views on their shorts. I see ours goes over 1,000. I get a boner. I'm like, yeah, better than Ciala. I'm excited about it. Come on. What do you want from me? Jack G9654 wrote, love the new intro. It has a no FX feel to it. Keep up the good work, Dustin.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Appreciate
that'd
it.
That's a high compliment.
Yeah.
And Jams9965 said, thank you. Killer Mike is one of the most underrated persons in the game. At 2abstract43 says, catch a beat running like Randy Moss. At Sad Fox Guyver said, these people are sucker free. Now that one perplexed me, but we found out, Steph, that means we're all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to check. I don't know.
Yeah, sucker free.
We're sucker free. I don't speak sucker. Zuckerberg free too. At Tim Name 6634 said, glitter, glisten, gloss, floss. What does that mean? Is that some secret code?
I don't know.
It might be a line from a song, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it is.
But those comments are all on our short about Killer Mike and Steph's history lesson, because I didn't know a lot about him, and now I know a lot more. So here is Wally Blanco with his latest video.
Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on their third Super Bowl ring, and fuck you to all the MAGA pricks who hated on Taylor Swift. People can't help who they love. Whether you're an extremely wealthy pop singer or a teacher who supplements your income by showing thousands of simps how deep you can take a dragon dildo, love, as they say, is love. Kudos to Joe Biden for kayfabing the shit out of America and commanding the NFL to give Kermit the quarterback another ring. My favorite FanDuel prop bet was, which celebrity will be caught on camera flashing devil horns and summoning Satan to affect the outcome of the game? My favorite commercial was the one for the vibrating silicone ring that you wear around your balls. It's the best all-natural treatment for ED, and it has a little vibrating button that stimulates your prostate while massaging your taint. Not that I need that sort of thing, but Christ. Having Pope Francis do the ad was a stroke of genius, pun intended. I'm surprised Tim didn't buy an ad for Radio Labyrinth. Or better yet, fly out there and hijack all the other podcasts on Media Row. I'm sure Cam Newton would love a pickleball racket or an energy drink koozie. Imagine Tim and Steph bursting into Rich Eisen's show and Andrew's taking off his shirt like Bert Kreischer. Ah, good times. Dustin, what's up with the merch?
Merch store's still going. We got that sale of RLP123 at checkout. Use that and you'll get 10% off your whole order. So go ahead and get those in.
Have we sold out all of our merch like Kanye?
Yeah.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Last week was Halo, Tokyo Vice, and Stupid Petrix.
Tokyo Voice? We can't do that. We'll get canceled.
Tokyo Vice.
Oh, somebody wrote it wrong.
Yeah. Did I write it wrong?
Yeah, that's why I said we can't do Tokyo Voice and we'll get canceled. Mr. Magloo.
Stupid Petrix, I watched both of those. That's not bad.
Yeah.
The pets are fun. The show itself is kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But the actual pet tricks are entertaining. And I watched the first two Halos.
By the way.
No, Halo is not good. I was hoping it would be better in season two, and it's not.
It's the same shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got to get Tokyo Voice, but it's going to be a while before I can get to it. Yeah. I like that show so much, the first season.
Yeah, season one was really good. Resident Alien comes back for season three this week.
Good. Is this cool. The final season?
I don't know. I haven't heard if it's the final season or not.
I mean, you got to think that they've pretty much told the story, but it's a great show. It's very funny.
They went past telling the story last season.
Yeah.
So this ought to be interesting.
Far North. This is on Sundance Channel on AMC Plus. This is that show that.
Oh, yeah.
Maka Pahotu was talking about when we had him on last.
Yeah, he was filming. Yeah.
Looks really good.
What's it about?
Like drugs and stuff.
Yeah, running them on the beach on the north side of the island. They would use that strip for like cars. They'd use it like they used to do moonshining in the U.S.
And oh, so cool.
They had these beach cruising things. He said he had to learn all that stunt driving and everything. So yeah. That ought to be pretty cool.
And I think Boba Fett's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's a probable views for me.
Yeah, it's a views for me.
Yeah, I'll view it.
And then Life and Beth comes back. Anybody watch that?
Yeah, I really liked the first season.
Yeah, I really liked it too. And it's been like two or three years since it was on. But it's back now for season two.
I'll definitely give that a views.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you, Jeff. All right, let's do our staff picks. Who wants to start? Dustin and Steph don't have anything listed here.
No, it's on mine.
Yeah, dude. I'll do mine first.
Oh, I guess I printed it too soon.
There's a podcast called 10% Happier. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
The guy that does it, he does it in the style, I guess every celebrity he interviews, it goes into like their troubles with anxiety and personal issues that they have, emotions about being in public or being in a celebrity. And this episode has Bill Hader, and he talks about his anxiety through making all of Barry and all the panic attacks and stuff he would have. But he also talks about having imposter syndrome growing up, mm-hmm. which I myself used to have a really bad problem with. Like if you were talking,
a real Dustin Lawler wouldn't say that.
Well, if you were talking to a British person. And then you just jump into a British accent without thinking about
it. Oh, I'm like that.
Yes. I was going to say, people that do voices are like that. And he talks about it, which is kind of interesting.
Does he bring up the time Jeff Bridges told him about how to beat anxiety?
He talks about Jeff Bridges. Yeah.
That's your buddy.
You learned that's from it.
Yeah. Does he say that on the show? Because yeah. I've heard him say that before. Ah, cool. So that's your.
That's my Steph pick, yeah.
Steph?
Oh, mine is the season 5 of the Tournament of Champions. Now you watch this, don't you, Jeff?
Who hosts this?
Guy. It's a guy show.
Guy Fieri.
And it's all of the top, they break up the whole East Coast, West Coast showdown between all these top chefs. But it's season 5, and it's on this Sunday, February 18th on Food Network. I love the show. It's a fun show.
Those shows are all fun.
Yeah, this is those two. They're always fun to watch.
And it's hard. Like, the skill level is so high because all of the chefs that they have, they all have their own shows. They're all people that you know. They're big deals. So
I wish Chef Reactions had his own show.
Yeah, that's good.
He's fucking great. Yeah, they did this back in Italy. Fuck you.
10/10 would try.
Yeah, 10/10 would try.
We talked about mine already. Daily Show, Jon Stewart, every Monday until the election.
He did a good job. You're going to get what you expect with him. And you know, watch him if you like him. Don't get all caught up in the, well, he said something about Trump that I don't like. He said something about Biden. Okay. It's fucking Jon Stewart.
What else is he going to talk about?
Yeah. Mine, I have two. One real quick, because the other night I went on a midnight special YouTube rabbit hole. And I always forget that they did all the performances on there were live for the most part. And I watched the Captain and Tennille doing Love Will Keep Us Together. And you just contrast it with today, pop music today, when everything is computers and filters and shit. And she's belting that song out. And at the end, they just do this jam. It all started, by the way, with watching. Do you guys ever watch Rick Beato?
No.
He's a guy. He lives in Atlanta, but he's popular in the music world. And he's talking about the drum solo parts in Asia by Steely Dan. And that album Asia is just all session musicians and then the two main guys of Steely Dan. And the drum solo, they recorded it, and then they had another guy come in and they said, well, you can try it. And this guy just improvised the whole fucking thing. It's just amazing to find how songs and stuff are made, right? And that's a great album. And then the other one is I started watching comedian Dusty Slay's podcast with his wife. And he's been doing the podcast circuit. So I caught him on the podcast Steph introduced me to, Are You Garbage? And he told this story about how when he was a little kid, they shot the movie Mississippi Burning in his hometown. And his dad had a video camera. So he took him down and went to the barbershop where, you know, that scene in Mississippi Burning where he gets, and so there's a scene where he opens the door and his dad goes, Mr. Gene Hackman, can we come in? And Gene goes, I'll come out. And so just go watch it. Dustin, if you can link it here, go watch it. But I wish I had known about it when I interviewed Dusty, because that's amazing to have. He was a little kid, a very small kid, maybe 6 years old.
Wow.
And then on his most recent episode, he's talking to his wife about it. That means a lot to me. I started working on an impression of him. I think I can get it. Dustin helped put it in my head that it's not all redneck. And it's, you know, it's up here, you know, and I like things. You got to get the tempo going that way.
He was on After Midnight this week. He won the game.
Yeah. Was he good?
Yeah. It was funny.
What did he win?
So I forget what he won. The prizes are crazy shit, like Tom Brady's boxer shorts and shit.
I might be on a game show that Meredith Vieira hosts.
No way.
I might. Going to be doing an audition next Friday.
Oh.
What's it called? 25 or less? That's not how it works, Alan Jackson.
2 inches or less, it's called.
Well, I'd win that in a heartbeat. Don't even hire any other contestants.
25 or less.
It's 25 words. It's like password, but you have 5 words and then you have to guess how many words you use to get your partner to figure. It's very convoluted. Hey. Well, it is. Let's do some plugs. And Trambles, I hope you guys like that. If you haven't, check it out. It's just me rambling. Talking about things, trying to be current, not to be old man all the time, but I enjoy doing it. I just turn on the mic for the most part and just ramble. Let's see, the podcast, I do a radio show on WSB Radio in Atlanta, 95.5 FM, 750 AM, or anywhere in the world on the app, the WSB Radio app, and then you can always get the podcast after.
When's your Matt Walsh interview going to go on?
That is today. If you're watching this the day it comes out, tonight at 7 p.m., I'll have Matt Walsh. Also, I have creative director of Dad's Garage, John Carr, who just did a stint with Second City and is back. He was here originally, and then he went up to Second City, and now he's back. And I'll be speaking with him, too. Next week, I have Joey Huffman. He's an interesting cat. He has a book out, worked with all these different bands. And then in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have Adam Richman on from Man vs. Street.
No way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, get him to come on here. We'll talk about that Eating the 80s show that he hosts.
Love.
Yeah.
I will ask. Hey, everybody, you can go to Cameo and get a cameo from me. I'll do any character you want. And maybe if I can't do it, I'll teach myself how to do it. Somebody wants me to do a voice that I've never done, so I'm going to have to learn how to do that. You can also find our friend Mark Schrankel. Thank you again, Mark, for making the very funny Stallone video. And you can check him out on Cameo, Mark001. Also, isn't Shauna Ray on there as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you can check her out too. Let's see. We want to thank our producers, the Radio Labyrinth producers. And if you want to become one or become any kind of level of Patreon, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Thank you to all of our producers at the $25 level. Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. So thank you guys very much. Let's see what else. Please remember to rate us on audio platforms and leave a comment. And if we see it, we'll read it. And it used to be that I would read them in a character voice. So if you add that, I'll do that. But if you're watching us on YouTube, which is our preferred platform, remember to like and subscribe and leave a comment because we'll read it next week. And again, the same applies. If you remember the old days and you want me to do it in a voice, just make sure you put it in parentheses or something. Steph, what about Barkville? It says here online that it's an animal rescue place in Jasper, Georgia.
That's correct.
Sunday, March 3rd in Kennesaw, Caffeine and Octane. Caffeine and Octane is a huge show event featuring thousands of cars, classics to exotics, and it attracts tons of spectators. Stop by to meet their adorable, adoptable dog. Learn about fostering or make a donation to help save more dogs. Find them in the main lot in front of JCPenney. And then Saturday, March 23rd, Jordan's Way Live Fundraiser. Jordan's Way team will be helping to raise funds through Facebook Live and in person. Attendees and online viewers can watch participants engage in activities like pies to the face, ice bucket challenges, or lockdowns in dog crates. Steph, are you going to that?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Will you be locked in a dog crate?
You know, it's whatever people want.
Can we throw pies at you?
Uh-huh. Can we pour ice water on you and throw pies at you while you're locked in the cage?
I didn't know any of this was involved. You just now said it, and yeah. I'd already signed up to do it. So,
fuck yeah, we're going.
I guess I'll have to do all that. But yeah, so if you're a business too, if you want to sponsor us for the Jordan's Way, that's a thing.
Yes.
So that's also something that you can find on the website. But please, you know, foster, donate, BarkvilleDogRescue.org.
And that'll be at Cloud9 Classics, 824 McFarland Parkway in Alpharetta, Georgia. Zip code 30004/USA.
That's one of our volunteers, Roy Podolin. Such a cool dude. That's his shop. And he gets some of the coolest classic cars there. So nice.
Vape shop?
No. No, he does
Cloud9. I thought it was a vape shop.
No, it's literally, yeah. No, it's not a vape shop.
Okay,
but he does a lot of Broncos and old Porsches and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, we'll check it out. All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you guys for being here for the show. And enjoy the ride, Steph. Well, keep it canine. And also don't forget to
keep it canine.
Canine.
Right on, for sure.